Like to call to order the Public Works meeting for January the 13th. Any additions to the agenda? Councilor Derms?
Actually, I have two. Chair, I've got greater zones.
Okay.
And I've actually got funding for rebuilds, roads.
Okay.
So 7.1, 7.2, 7.1 greater zones. And the second one, 7.2, is which?
Federal funding for rebuilds.
Okay.
Roads.
Anything else? Motion to adopt the agenda as presented. Councilor Greenwood, all in favor? That's carried. Declaration of conflict, is there any? Seeing none. We'll go to carried action forward list, and there is none. So we'll go to number five. And Hyder, will you take that for us, please?
I will, yeah. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is MG30 Community Report. MG30 is a product that's advertised to provide dust control and base civilization for gravel roads. The supplier that provided this product came as a delegation to a Public Works Committee meeting in May of 2024. And as a result of that, Council made a motion to consider MG30 and to add the expense for budget purposes. Following that meeting, Public Works met with the supplier to discuss the available options and costs. And these options are outlined in Table 1 in the report, and there's basically three options. One is to use it as dust control, spray it on the surface only. Second option is to blade mix it to the top 3 or 4 inches of the surface. And third option is to use it as a reclamation, and it would be mixed to the top 8 to 12 inches of the road. The cost for each option is outlined in that table as well. After that, we had follow-up meetings with the supplier, and we asked the supplier to do a test section on RM road at no cost to the RM. The supplier agreed to that, and they applied the product on a 300-meter test section on Lutheran Road, just west of Highway 12. And that test section was divided into two segments. 150 meters received it as dust control, so option one, and the second segment received as a blade mix, so option two. And the product was applied on October 4th. Over the following months, Public Works monitored the condition of the road and noted a few observations. We noticed that both segments performed fairly similarly with not a lot of difference between the two treatments. The product seemed to be effective until about late spring, early summer of 2025. After that, the road was basically back to its original condition. We noticed that the product did help with washboards, but not significantly. And the product was effective in providing dust control, a little bit more effective than calcium chloride, until about the early summer of 2025. And Council may recall that we visited this section of road during the Council tour that took place earlier in 2025. For context, the cost of applying calcium chloride for dust suppression was approximately $6,500 per mile, which is a little less than half of the cost of using MG30 for dust control. The other advertised option for MG30 is for reclamation. That's the third option in the table, and the RM didn't try that option due to its cost. The supplier also provided a letter of recommendation from the RM of Big River, and the letter outlines the benefits realized by the RM of Big River as a result of using MG30. Looking at the maintenance costs they provided, it looks like there was some substantial repairs that were done in 2020, around the same time when MG30 was applied, and that may have contributed to the reduced maintenance costs following 2020. Another consideration, of course, is the difference in the subgrade conditions between the two RMs. And although we don't have the traffic volumes for the RM Big River where this product was applied, chances are it's significantly less than what the traffic volumes that we'd see here at the RM McCormick Park. So with that, we've developed three options for Council's consideration. Option number one is to not utilize MG30 for future applications and to continue using calcium chloride for dust control. Option two is to test MG30 for dust control applications only. And we can do that on a section of road where you test MG30 and calcium chloride side by side. option number three is trying that reclamation option, that option three. And this option would be, of course, the most expensive at a cost of approximately just over $150,000 per mile. However, at this cost, the RM may consider simply applying base aggregates to the road to improve its road structure. And if we were to apply base aggregates, that's something that would stay on that road surface in the future. If we ever want to pave that road, that material is there and would help in reducing the cost in the future. So with that in mind, the recommendation is that the Public Works Committee recommends to Council to proceed with option one of not utilizing MG30 for future applications.
Any discussion? Councillor Trask.
Hyder, what's the company that we are currently using for dust control?
I would have to look that up. The name is escaping my mind right now, but I can get back to you shortly after.
Okay, that's that one that came forward. It was a lot less money, right?
That's right.
We've been happy with that company, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's all I had right now.
I think I can answer that. They're from Kindersley, right? Yes.
I believe so.
3D steaming or 3D something.
That's correct, yeah.
Right, that's correct.
Any other questions on this matter?
I'll make this recommendation if there's no other questions.
Okay.
Yes, sorry, recommendation number one, to not use them.
All in favor of that recommendation? And that's carried. Thank you. Anyone opposed? No one, so that was unanimous. Item number six. Lucas, are you taking us through that one?
Well, good morning. So I had previously brought to council some areas where it was good to rename some roads for assist with civic addressing and helping with ease of navigation, and also to help with future address assigning for some road name duplication. At a previous council meeting, you guys endorsed new road names. So in accordance with road name policy, we sent letters to owners with property adjacent to the roads with those road name changes to get feedback. And so I'm bringing that feedback for us to go over and see how to proceed. For most of the endorsed road names, no feedback was received, so we can move forward with formally approving those road names. There was feedback received for the road where we had proposed to, or we had endorsed the road name Prominence Close, as well as for Harwood Road. So residents living on the portion of Township Road 380 proposed to rename Prominence Close had no issues with people being able to find their property currently, which had been one of our kind of concerns. However, they actually have had issues with people turning down their road and then having to turn around because they were looking for access for the Prominence Point subdivision. So if we were to proceed with this road name change, that would probably actually make the situation worse for navigation. So an alternative solution to fix the road duplication, name duplication, would be to just extend the Cathedral Bluffs road name from where it currently begins to that intersection with Township Road 380. The benefit of this is that there would be no civic addresses having to change in that area because there's no accesses along in that little stretch. And yeah, we should probably improve the signage to Prominence Point just to help with that. As for Harwood Road, so where we currently call Township Road 373, one business expressed concerns about renaming the road to Harwood Road. They, from a previous like change of address for them, if they had said that it ended up costing them somewhere around $15,000, according to their email to me. And then it was also highlighted that there was some oversight when the road was initially renamed to Township Road 373. I don't know if there's like a full review of everything there, as there still exists signage calling that section 60th Street West. And there's, I think, two other businesses along that road that also use, that still use that 60th Street West. So if we were to change the road name there, those businesses would have to do a lot of updating because they were still operating under the assumption it was still called 60th Street West. And then there's another sign that has to be replaced. So the actual, in terms of the civic addressing and for like the ease of navigation, it would probably be the alternative solution would be to change the road name officially back to 60th Street West. And then that solves that road name duplication problem. So with that being said, recommendations are that Public Works Committee recommends to have that you formally approve the renaming of the portions of Range Road 361 and Township Road 352 southeast of Valley Road to Willow Trail, that you formally approve the renaming of portion of Range Road 360A south of Township Road 352 to Willow Point, formally approve the renaming of the portions of Township Road 380 and Range Road 3052 northeast of Township Road 380 to Miskano Cutoff. Formally approve the renaming of the north-south portion of Range Road 3062 remaining after realignment of Domini Road near Highway 305 to Fornham Road. Formally approve the renaming of east-west portion of Range Road 3062 remaining after the realignment of Domini Road near Highway 305 to Fornham Gate. Formally approve the renaming of the portion of Range Road 3053 remaining after the realignment of Highway 305 north of Martinsville to 13 Mile Place, and that recommend to endorse the renaming of the portion of Township Road 380 extending 500 meters southwest from Cathedral Bluffs to Cathedral Bluffs Road, and to endorse the renaming of the portion of Township Road 373 between Township Road 373 Beam Road and Saskatoon City Limits to 60th Street West.
Any more discussion on this? A motion to accept the recommendation as presented. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, no, I don't have a question. I can make a motion that we accept the recommendations by administration and endorse the changes.
Councilor Greenwood.
Would that be, Carrie, done as a group recommendation because these are all individuals?
Yeah, so unless there's someone wants to pull one of the names out and rename it to something else, it would just be done as one recommendation.
I'd like to see it renamed Harwood Road, but so I won't be supporting the recommendation, but I imagine I'll be alone on that. Thank you.
So council would have the choice unless you want to do them individually, and then Councilor Greenwood can vote against... I guess that one's, is that one, that's not up there. So that's not a recommendation, is it?
Right.
Yeah, so that's not up there as a recommendation, the Harwood Road one, so.
Or might, if we're gonna group, maybe we can group the first six, because those are like the formally approved a name, and then the other two are an endorsement, so they're just a bit different.
Okay, so we would put the groupings as the first six together, and then we would do the other two as endorsements. That work?
Okay, we'll vote on the first six then.
I accept the friendly amendment.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Let's vote on the first six then.
As presented. All in favor? That's carried unanimously. Okay, now the next two, I guess we'll do one at a time. Do you want to go through this number seven then again, Lucas, please?
Okay, so number seven is Public Works Committee recommends to Council to endorse the renaming of the portion of Township Road 380 extending 500 meters southwest from Cathedral Bluffs to Cathedral Bluffs Road. And for eight, it's that the Public Works Committee recommends to Council to endorse the renaming of the portion of Township Road 373 between Township Road 373 Beam Road and Saskatoon City Limits to 60th Street West.
We'll do one at a time here. No. So just number seven first. Councilor Prue?
Yeah, I'll move the recommendation for number seven.
Okay. All in favor? And that's carried unanimously. Okay, now let's do number eight.
All righty. The Public Works Committee recommends to Council to endorse the renaming of the portion of Township Road 373 between Township Road 373 Beam Road and Saskatoon City Limits to 60th Street West.
Councilor Greenwood?
Yeah, so this was supposed to be changed from Township Road 373 to Harwood Road, but that's not on here. They're going with 60th Street West because there was some kind of clerical error, and it's always been 60th Street West. So I can't support the recommendation itself. Thank you.
Any other comments on that? Councillor Selesky?
Unless I'm missing something, if we rename it to Harwood Road, is it not costing a ratepayer some significant amount of money? So I'd recommend we go with the recommendation here from Public Works and we save Harwood Road for a new road to name that won't cause costs to a ratepayer business.
Councillor Trask?
But it's saying here a road name change still needs to occur. So regardless, we're changing it. So it's going to cost the landowner money, right?
Well, part of the oversight is I think there's kind of like a decision made to kind of try to rename like all the anything that was like east-west to the township road names and anything north-south to the range road names. But in certain instances, there's like pretty established road names already in existence. And then, so I'm being that we've now established this the civic addressing program, I want to keep more of a formal account of road names. And so in our records currently, it's all Township Road 373. And so even though for those businesses, they might have missed, I don't know how good the communication was in those instances when we were changing it from the Township Road to the Township Road. So they're just still operating under the assumption that they were still 60th Street West. So there wouldn't be any change to them in doing this 60th Street West. It's just for our own records that it's formally 60th Street West, essentially.
So this business that was complaining, their documentation says what?
60th Street West currently, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Did you have any more, David?
So my question is we're changing it to 60th Street West, but is there anybody did you ask any of the other businesses if they're using the 373 address?
If you look on their websites and stuff, they're still, like, all everything has the 60th Street West. 60th That's what it's advertised as.
Okay, well, in this case, I agree with Councillor Trask that if it's going to cost a ratepayer that much money, then perhaps, we can find another road in a development to rename Harwood Road, and I'll support the recommendation. I'll make the recommendation if no one else has. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, let's take a vote here. All in favor of the recommendation? And that's carried unanimously. Thank you. Next is on road Spring Road restrictions.
Good morning. Each spring, the Ministry of Highways imposes road restrictions throughout the province to protect infrastructure during the spring thaw. The timing is weather dependent, but typically begins in March or April and remains in effect for up to 6 weeks. These restrictions generally prohibit heavy truck traffic on all IRM roads, as well as secondary weight and 10-ton provincial highways to prevent excessive road damage. Primary weight highways are usually not affected by the restrictions. The following services are provincially exempt from the restrictions as they are considered essential services by the province: emergency vehicles, Ministry of Highways vehicles, and municipal maintenance equipment when conducting maintenance or accessing sites on or along the restricted highway, SAS Power, SAS Energy, SAS Televehicles when accessing sites along the restricted route, recreational vehicles, buses, farm equipment operated or towed, and vehicles directly crossing a provincial highway at an intersecting public highway or private road. The ministerial order governing these exemptions has been attached as Appendix A. Within the RM, we follow the provincial road restrictions and the terms established by the ministry. In addition, the RM exempts its own fleet and certain organizations that hold flat fee haul permits, such as garbage and septic collection. All other road haul agreements include provisions requiring that bulk hauling cease during the spring restriction period. Although the RM has granted exemptions on occasion for essential or time-sensitive work, single trips have generally been allowed to continue provided they obtain a permit through Road Data, with the exception of roads that are identified to be in poor condition. Although the RM receives some revenue from the issuance of haul and overweight permits, any heavy vehicle travel during the spring thaw, even a single trip, can cause substantial road damage and result in significant repair costs. As such, it is recommended that Public Works Committee recommend to Council that the use of RM roads by heavy vehicles be restricted to the following essential services only during the spring road restriction period, including vehicles exempt under the ministerial order, RM of Corman Park fleet, garbage and septic collection, hauling necessary for emergent or essential services only, which include road washouts, construction of essential and time-sensitive public infrastructure, food supply, and or situations where applying the restriction would otherwise pose a significant risk to human or animal life. So it's recommended that Public Works Committee recommend to Council that the use of RM roads by heavy vehicles be restricted to essential services only during the spring road restriction period.
Councillor Prue.
Yes, I have a few concerns with how this is written today, and I don't know if it's a copy from previous years or if it's been altered. However, I'll address my concerns today. A number of things. I think we have a problem, for instance, when we term in here the RM of Corman Park fleet. And where I'm going with that is with our gravel trucks hauling gravel. I got chewed on last year because our Corman Park gravel truck can haul on the same roads that other people can't haul on at the same time. So they said the rules got to be the same for everybody at the same time at that point if it's hauling gravel. The bigger one that I do have a big issue around today is what I'm going to term the right to farm. And in my division especially, and I know it impacts certain other areas inside of Corman Park as well, but there's no discussion whatsoever about the right to farm. And this goes around the fact that the milk trucks got to get in and out. The fuel trucks have to get in and out. The sawdust truck, the feed trucks, even to the point the past couple years we had it that, and maybe it was an anomaly, but the last 2 years we were all seeding in our division the last week of April already. We can't operate as businesses with the road ban the way the road ban is written. And it becomes too onerous and cumbersome that anytime the agriculture community wants to do things that we have to apply to road data or to the RM to get product in and out. So I share these concerns today. I think somehow the language has to be written in here somehow that we have the right to farm. So those are my comments today, Mr. Chair. I don't know if others got other comments too, but I've shared some of the concerns inside of it. I live in a division that has a pile of ILOs. I did some of the math. The milk truck alone, and that's just making the assumption they come in empty all the time. I need a minimum of 6 B trains a day in my division that got to get in and out just to take the milk out of my division. That's every day. And the feed truck, these cattle got to be fed. And the eggs coming off of the couple egg producers' farms in my division as well as in division 6 or 7. Yeah, I guess somehow there's certain things that have been written in here under ministerial and we've added, but I think we've missed some areas here. So thank you.
Any other comments? Councillor Balzer, did you have something?
Yeah, it was around, I guess I just wanted to ask the question. Again, it kind of speaks to what Councillor Prue was saying about the wording and so forth. Allowing essential services and then an example was used as garbage hauling. And I guess a little more definitive language would be valuable in that instance as well. For instance, I don't think anyone here wants to endorse a demolition of a structure or site during road ban, and all the garbage that's hauled off site, could be concrete or whatever, would be endorsed through essential services because it is garbage. So I think a little more wording would be valuable there as well.
Any other comments?
Peter, go ahead. I was just going to clarify what we meant by garbage and septic collection is not in garbage in terms of from demolition or anything like that. That's regular garbage collection from garbage bins. But we can certainly clarify it further to make it specific that it's only garbage bins for regular use.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I knew what you meant, but if someone wants to play with your wording to their benefit, they would be able to, the way it's written today.
Councillor Germs?
Yes, I just have to ask Councillor Prum on the right to farm and the weight restrictions placed on the agricultural community. So you're suggesting that, like, the milk trucks shouldn't, I mean, they shouldn't have to go to the weight restriction loads? I mean, is that what I'm hearing? And also, like, the feed trucks coming in and out, is that, I don't quite understand it. I think I do, but I just want clarity.
I don't think the clarity, I don't think the clarity is in the wording here to state mm-hmm. that they can come in under their reduced weighted loads to do the work that needs to be done.
Oh, just, I see. I understand.
Like Councillor Balzer has just alluded to as well. It's a whole wording thing on how it's worded here. That is, if we're going to allow these businesses to operate without having to pull permits.
Okay. Gotcha.
Any other discussion?
That, you know, we have the ag permits, right, that we have. So they're no longer, I mean, we can't haul overweight. We have to haul according to whatever the road bans are on, right? So is this getting rid of those? Or this is, how and why are we changing this from how it was for the last 200 years?
No, we're not getting rid of them. In here, and as part of the exemption, we do have the farm equipment operated or towed is exempt from the spring road restrictions. We also have the situations where applying restriction would otherwise pose significant risk to human or animal life. That's in terms of feeding animal, that kind of stuff. But I certainly appreciate the comment in terms of maybe adding more specifics here in terms of what's specifically allowed and what's not allowed, especially when we're talking about farming. We can revise the wording to be more specific on that. But the intent was not to remove the right to farm or just allow farmers from being able to farm during the spring road restriction. And the ministerial order and the exemptions there, that's all kept the same in there as well as it is. And we've added a few more exceptions related to the RM of Corman Park. But we can certainly work on revising the wording to make it a lot more specific.
Councillor Prue.
So, and I guess that's where I want to go with it, Hayter, when it talks about farm equipment operated or towed, right? When we got the milk truck hauler coming in or the feed truck comes in, those are private businesses that are coming in those kind of cases coming in to do their job, right? So, and I think council and administration has to understand at the end of the day, the majority of these people that are doing this work also do not want to cause damage to the roads. They also don't want to cause damage to their equipment. So whenever possible, they are attempting, and I know that with our own businesses that we run there, they attempt to try get the loads in early in the morning when the road ban situation sits, because typically, as we know, the nights are still cooler, the ground's a little more solid in the morning. So a lot of them are attempting to try to help the situation as well. So as long as you get the word, I don't know what, Mr. Chair, what you want to do with how we're going to proceed today, because I do like to see something added in here to accommodate. But
so we can kind of look at two different options for that. We can bring it back as a report to council at the next meeting. We won't have it as part of consent. It would just be report on the agenda. Or we can bring it back to the February committee for rediscussion. So you guys would have your... You guys, council can have their option there between the two.
I'll make the recommendation, understanding I believe that a few council members are maybe going to be absent in February. I would like to see if administration can bring it back then to our council meeting for January the 27th. Is that? Yes, 27th.
Is that possible, or is that too tight?
I think if it's just updating a few of the definitions, I think we should be able to do that. We have a week to do it.
Okay, so we don't really need a recommendation then? We could just leave it?
Yeah, no, I think that the recommendation Councilor Prune made would that we bring it back to the January 27th council meeting for discussion. It will not be on the consent agenda. It'll be a standalone item in Public Works.
So we don't need to vote on this one then? Okay, all in favor of the... Okay, that was unanimous. Thank you. A couple of new items on the bottom. Councilor Derms?
Sure. I would like to challenge the Public Works Department to take a seriously hard look at our grader zones. And in terms of summer grading, I'm of the strong opinion that on the east side, that we have our challenges to maintain the roads, the grading in a timely fashion. So I guess my recommendation would be is that it take a hard look at the grader zones and see what we could do to improve that. I'm speaking for the east side. I know we have two graders on the east side. I can't speak for the other divisions, but I think we're challenged and we really need to look at what we can do to improve the grading on the gravel roads.
Councilor Trask?
So, Councilor Germs, what you're asking for is to increase the grader zones by one, right?
Well, I guess I'd like to see what administration or the Public Works comes back with, but I honestly don't think that we can maintain the roads in a timely... I think they're challenged, especially when we get the rain events, and that's what I'm asking for them to look at and come back with suggestions.
Councilor Balzer?
Would you accept a friendly amendment to have Councilor Van Dreger offer up one grader from his zone?
I sure would.
I decline that at the moment. So I guess there's a recommendation.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if it's beneficial, we can bring back our report sometime in the future that looks at all grader zones, examines them, and then we can provide our own recommendations in terms of what we believe the best way going forward, and then of course it would be up to council to we can provide a couple of options, and then it would be up to council to make the decision.
Yeah, if I may, yes. I know I looked at that report, and that's why I'm kind of bringing it forward today. And I every time I calculate the number of miles a grader can do, and I look at all the miles on the east side, I'm wondering, well, how in the world can they even maintain and keep up to what the challenges are out there? And like I'm of the firm opinion that the more grading we do, and you know, you protect the infrastructure, and we just got to be on it. So that's why I'm bringing it forward today, and we take a hard look at it and see. I know it's a budget thing, but we look at it and see if there's options on to improve the service of the grading, the gravel grading of the gravel road.
Yeah, Hyder, when do you think that we'd be able to realistically bring something back? Would it be Q2 or Q3?
Yeah, I believe likely end of Q2, I think, would be reasonable for us. I'll work closely with Blake and our field crew as well on and probably the grader operators to get their input and the challenges that they're seeing. And I think we can bring something back by the end of Q2.
Reef.
You know, I just have to make the comment because I mean, when we're talking budgets, we talk that
Mike.
Okay, sorry about that. So when we're talking budgets and we're talking about, you know, it comes up almost every meeting about, well, this 235 base tax that we put in is, well, it's too much. Nobody can afford that. But everybody wants more grading. They want a couple more graders. They want all this. But we don't want to pay the 235. And you know, or cut it back so that you don't, if you own more than one property, you only have to pay it once. You know, it's something where there's a need. I am not denying that there's a need out there for grading and maybe more frequency. Maybe there's even need for more, another grader or whatever the case may be. But that's one of the reasons why we brought in the base tax. And that's you know, it keeps getting talked about here that it should go away, and the tax should just come from some miraculous out of the sky to pay for everything. Who the heck is going to pay for it if we do away with the base tax? It's $1.7 million. And we want graders to go constantly up and down the roads. And, hey, I'm not against that, but somebody's got to pay. And we know what a lot of the rural areas, what they pay for taxes is nowhere near. What's needed to support increased grading, increased work in some of the rural areas. So when I hear, when we talk about let's get rid of that 235, it's like, how many graders do you want to get rid of as well? Because that's exactly what I think we would have to do. And I'd be recommending if we want to do away with the 235, we do away with the 3 or 4 graders. Anyway, thank you.
Did you have a comment before, Hyder? Were you? Okay. John?
You bring up a lot of good points, Reeve, and I've heard the same thing about the 235, and maybe we go to a unique property where if somebody has 20 properties, they only pay the 235 once. Well, then if they're a unique property category, we create that. That'll be more confusion. And then we ask the person that has 20 parcels in a unique property, which one of your 20 do you want to have graded? Because we're not going to grade the other 19, you know. So you got to pay for your service. Thank you.
Bert?
I'm in favor to see a report. I guess my question would be is how detailed a report do you want to see? Because we can have an oversight report that's going to say Public Works thinks we're doing a really good job in our 12 grader zones, or we can have a report that says each grader zone has X amount of miles of gravel road. Each one grades so many miles every week, even to the point, I guess, Councillor Germs, I'm asking this because I'm positive that on these new graders, because it's on all our new equipment, we can even find out how many running hours are on a grader to how many working hours are on a grader. These graders got GPS systems on them and everything. So my question a little bit is, how much time do you want staff to put into this? How detailed of a report do you want to get? How much information do you need to drill down, I guess, to? I don't disagree with you, a report is good. It's just how much and what kind of further direction to how deep you want them to dive into it, so.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to bring up the 235, but I know many folks in the agricultural community, they're saying, well, if we're going to pay the 235, can we get a better level of service when it comes to grading? So that's why I bring it forward. And as to the detail, I mean, that's why I want the Public Works or administration to come back and tell me, how can we improve the service? How can we, on some of these roads, how can we get on that road every 4 or 5 days instead of every 2 weeks? I mean, it comes down to the level of service. So that's all I'm questioning is how do we get there? Do we need another greater zone? Do we shift things around? I don't know. But this is what's coming from the community, and how can we improve the service? Because people out there are of the opinion that we need to get the graders on the roads in a more timely fashion. So that's why I bring it forward.
Councillor Selesky.
Councillor Prum, as you mentioned about the new technology and graders, I would like it to go as deep as if, and maybe Hyder can respond to this, or we have a superintendent here can respond to this. Can these graders tell us how many run hours they have in each division? They should be able to. Hopefully they can do that, or you could set up parameters to do that. And then look at how many kilometers of roads there are in each division. And to me, that's a good starting point, and that is delving pretty deep into it. But this is a big issue. I think roads are probably the biggest issue of the councillors and the RM. So I'd like to spend some time delving into it, and we're just using staff time to do it. And then also take a look at what's the assessment in each division. And Division 1, I know, has the highest assessment, and maybe they're not getting their share of road work. And this report would tell us that. And maybe there's another division that is the lowest in assessment, but they're getting the highest amount of road work. And I think as a council, we have to have that information to make intelligent decisions. And I think that needs to be addressed.
Kerry?
Yeah, I was just going to say that we'd probably look at, this is our current base, and then we'd probably provide three or four different options with costings and stuff like that that you'd look at. We can get into, you know, at a high level, some of the things in terms of road lengths versus assessment and stuff like that. But there's a lot to consider. There's other mitigating factors around each of those considerations as well that may or may not work. So anyways, but we'll bring back that report, and then if you guys don't feel it has the information in it, then you guys send it back to us again for more information.
I had asked Hyder and our superintendent here if our equipment is able to dive in and tell us how many hours are in each division, if they could answer that, or if they can't answer that today, it could come back in a report.
Blank, you want to respond to that?
Yes.
I guess we need a recommendation and vote on it that, well, you want to make that recommendation, John?
Sure, I'll make a recommendation that they come back with a report on how we can improve the grading in the greater zones.
Okay.
Q2, sure.
Okay, all in favor? And that's unanimous. Thank you.
Yeah, I had a ratepayer call me actually last night. And he had said that is there a funding to reconstruct roads? And I'm talking about the Fleury Road East. And I thought I read something out of SARM there, but was there some federal funding announced to rebuild these grid roads that have been compromised due to weather?
I'm personally not aware of that, but we can certainly look into see if there's new fundings that have been announced related to that.
That's all I'm asking. Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Councillor Prue.
To your comment, though, Councillor Germs, there did come notice about 1 or 2 months ago from SARM, and it took about a year, but they actually agreed to us for the rig funding that we don't have to build to highway standards any longer anymore, that we can build more to our normal primary weight standard road and apply for funding. That did come out 1 or 2 months ago. I think it was November issue of the SARM newsletter.
Well, I remember reading that, but he was of the understanding that all of a sudden there's this big gob of money that we could rebuild roads with, and I mean, that's news to me, so that's why I brought it forward today. So I guess there isn't. You'd know, right?
Not that I'm aware of, okay, but we can look and see if we're missing something.
Okay, here. John? Okay. I guess I'm chair, and I should have put it on here for one more item, but earlier this year, I think Councillor Trask brought it up, and was the road signs out in the rural areas, the numbers, a lot of them are, you can't even read them. And I know Public Works was going to reinstall some, but I don't know, driving around out our way anyhow, there's very, very few that got done. Now, I don't know if that can be a winter job or what, but I mean, and they all have to be custom made because they're all different numbers and whatever, but some, yeah, they're unreadable. So I don't know what happened with that. Did it just fall on the wayside, or was there something done? Yeah, Blake?
Yeah, so...
are the information signs like your Range Road, Township Road signs. We have, you know, whenever we have laborers that aren't busy with something else, we have attempted to pitch in. And he did change out quite a few of them this year. But you're right, it's an ongoing thing. And as far as doing it in the winter, it's not really feasible. Getting a ladder down in the ditch with snow, Some of them certainly can be done, but just from an OHS point of view, it's really not ideal.
So is there maybe something to look at, Blake? Hire a summer student to replace these signs. Like, there's got to be funding out there. I mean, it can't be rocket science, but I mean, if the guy is fixing water, I mean, couldn't a student crew be replacing those signs?
Yeah, if we had more staff, we could certainly look at doing that. But with the staff that we have currently, we're replacing as many signs as we can.
Reeve?
I was gonna mention that same thing about the summer students. I think we should be looking at hiring some summer students. There is funding available, I believe.
Yeah, so we do put in applications for summer students. Municipalities are put at the bottom of the list, so they do give them to nonprofits and before they distribute to municipalities. So, but we do put in applications for a few each year.
Who provides funding?
There's part federal, and it's cost shared between the municipality and the feds.
Federal, okay. Well, anyway, if we can push for, even if we've got to go to our MPs or whatever the case may be to try to get some, I think it would help out with our pest control, with our sign guys, with whatever. Why not we hire these summer students and who knows, one day they might be driving one of our graders or who knows. But I think we should try to get a couple of summer students. We should push hard.
Councilor Trask?
Yeah, I know we used to get summer students quite regularly, but Blake, maybe it's a good time while I have you in here. When they are installing the signs, and the one that comes to mind to me is 390 and 3074, it's been installed on the side of the post, so when you're coming from one way, you can't hardly see it, and you can't read it. Will you have them install them like a T on the post and not on the side of the post? Because when you're coming from the other direction than what it's installed, you can't see the end of the numbers.
Right. I'd have to have a look at that one specifically and see what's going on there. But there's additional brackets you can get if you want to install them on the T.
That one specifically was installed on the side, and it's kind of on an angle.
I can have a look at that.
Wendy, if you got more on that, can you take it up with Blake after? If there's nothing else,
for sure.
Motion to adjourn. Done.
You can
meeting adjourned then.